Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Good morning and welcome to Thursday's podcast. Today we continue with Paul's defence of his ministry. Remember yesterday, he had received his gospel directly by revelation from Jesus Christ. You'll hear more of his defence at the end of this reflection, but for now, I'm going to focus on verses 23 to 24. The churches of Judea only heard the report, "The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they praised God because of me." At the beginning of March, I took a team of STC trainees out to Romania. This was back at a time when we could travel and move freely. We went out to spend time with Networks, a charity working with the Roma. We had the privilege of spending a few hours with Lee Saville, the Networks founder and leader. One question he asked was, "What's your gospel?" He was trying to get the team to think beyond the death of Jesus on the cross being about just sin management and individual salvation, to the transformation of the whole world, its people and its systems and structures. Networks don't preach the gospel. Instead, they live it out by lifting Roma people out of poverty and oppression, and they seek to change attitudes and perceptions of the surrounding culture and the self-perception of the Roma people themselves. Today, from an illiterate people, the Networks team have seen the first Roma child graduate high school and go on to further education. It's remarkable. Today, I do not want to open up that debate on evangelism versus social transformation. I believe that both are necessary to see God's kingdom come. Rather, I want to focus on the question that Lee asked the team: what is your gospel? The report that others had given about Paul was this: the man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. This is an indication of the gospel at work in Paul's life. He underwent a complete turnaround from persecutor to preacher, from enemy to friend and powerful ally, from self-righteous somebody to humble servant. I was saved from a life of going nowhere. From drinking far too much, from a succession of failed relationships, from a heart that was battered and bruised, to a life of love and purpose. I dread to think of who I would have become if Jesus hadn't turned up in my life when he did. So what's your gospel? What's your story? What's the testimony of God at work in your everyday life? Where has he caused you to grow? Where have you learnt to trust? What are the moments in your life that you point to and say, it could only be God? This may be the big moment when we came to faith, or a story from today. Not everyone has a story of drink, drugs or persecuting the church, a before and after story of meeting Jesus. You may have had the privilege of growing up in a Christian family. You might be fortunate to have known Jesus from an early age. But we all have God moments in our lives. We all have moments when God turns up. A blessing. A tough time when he revealed more of the mess in our lives and then went on to bring about a little bit more healing. Or the church community rallying around to help in a time of need. Or the word we received at just the right moment. It's in our stories. It's in our lives that we see the power of God impact those people around us. Our stories contain the gospel incarnate, Jesus' sacrifice made real in our lives. Theory, concept, or theology rarely touch others' hearts. It's almost impossible to debate someone into the kingdom. But tell someone how God provided for you. Tell of the strength that filled you as you prayed. Tell of the physical healing you received as friends placed their hands on you and prayed. Tell the stories of your shattered relationships that have been transformed, the addictions that God led you out of, or the peace you received as your mum lay dying in her hospital bed. Tell of the overwhelming generosity of your Christian community. Tell of the community that fed you when you had a new baby. Tell of the friends who helped you move house, who wept with you when your world fell apart. So today, let's remember all that the Lord has done for us. Let us remember who we were, who we might have been, and let us give thanks. Let us be ready to tell everyone and anyone we meet of the goodness and grace of God in our lives. Let's pray. Father, remind us today of our gospel. Remind us how much you have already done in our lives, and let our hearts overflow with gratitude. Father, even in lockdown, we ask that you would give us all an opportunity to share our gospel with others. Help us today, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Galatians chapter 1, verses 18 to 24. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Then I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report, the man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they praised God because of me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, now no, I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. You are Lord, you keep my lamp burning. You have turned my darkness to light. Set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to fly. So I now will praise you as long as I live. As long as I live, no, I won't praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around overtaken, and I'll know I'll never be I'll never be shaken.